Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God. We worship you. We magnify your name. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made. Oh, God, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. God is truly good and worthy to be praised. We thank God for the opportunity to come before him in prayer. Amen. God is truly, truly, hallelujah, the author and the finisher of our faith. And we are so blessed to be able to come to the Lord, to come boldly to the throne of God, to come and pray to God, hallelujah, and to come and inquire of the Lord, hallelujah, knowing that God hears our prayers. The Bible said that if we come to the Lord believing anything, hallelujah, that and we pray to him concerning that thing, that we can be guaranteed that he hears those prayers and he will give us what we ask of him. Hallelujah. So I just thank God that he is a God who hears. He is the Lord who hears. He is an on-time God. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. Hallelujah. And we are just so blessed to be in the kingdom of God for such a time as this. Amen. For such a time as this. Hallelujah. I want to, Pastor Anthony and I welcome you to the Prayer Line for New Creation Christian Ministries. And we're going to open with scripture from the book of 2 Kings. Hallelujah. 2 Kings. Let's see, 2 Kings. Actually, we're going to go with, I'm looking at 2 Kings, 2 Kings chapter 20. 2 Kings chapter 20, amen. Let me open my Bible because I believe I have a typo here. 2 Kings chapter 20. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, O God. We worship you. We magnify your name, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. 2 Kings chapter 20. And we're going to start with verse 1. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1. And it reads, "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth, perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, Take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. My, my, my. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord the third day? And Isaiah said, this sign shalt thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he has spoken. Shall the shadow go back forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? Should it go forward 10 degrees or should it go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, it is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dow of Ahaz. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And God just wanted me to tell you guys, all who are listening, it's time to turn your face to the wall. It's time to turn your face to the wall. Hallelujah. We're at a time where so much is going on in the nation, so much is going on in our households and our environment. Hallelujah. So much is going on the job. We're faced with many difficulties in this season. Hallelujah. And we have much to pray for. But there is yet a spirit of distraction that is hitting the people of God. And instead of praying, we're being distracted and beginning to look at everything that is going on. And God is saying, take your focus off of the things that are happening in your life. Take your focus off of the things that are happening around you. Take your focus off of what the newscasters are saying, what the doctors are saying, what the bill collectors are saying. Take your focus off of what the circumstances are saying. Turn your face to the wall and pray to me. It's time for us to be doing some talking to the Lord. Hallelujah. Not just when we come together for corporate prayer, but God wants you to come to him in your private time. God wants you to come to him when your back is up against the wall. God wants you to come to him when you get that bad report. God wants you to come to him when everything is going wrong in your life, when it seems like mercy's law has hit your life. Hallelujah. And everything that can go wrong is going wrong. God says, turn to me, come to me, all who are laden, all who are heavy, all who are weary, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. It's time to turn your face to the wall. It's time for you to block out all of the distractions. It's time for you to turn a deaf ear to what the circumstances and what people are saying. And it's time for you to ask God, what is it, God, that you have to say about this situation? Not even that, but take it a step further and do what Hezekiah did. Go to the Lord and say, God, I've been upright before you my days. I've been living perfect before you. I've been faithful. I've been serving you, God. Hallelujah. What meaneth this? How is it that this sickness has come upon me? How is it that this circumstances has hit my life? Hallelujah. And he, not only did he begin to talk to God and pray to God, but the Bible says that he wept sore. Hezekiah cried out to the Lord. Hallelujah. He went to the source.
Amen.
Hezekiah went to the source. He didn't talk back to the prophet. He didn't begin to tell the prophet, well, you go back to God because maybe God got it wrong. He told the prophet. He just turned his back to even the prophet, my God. And we know the prophet stands in the counsel of God. We know that Isaiah was one of the most powerful prophets in the Old Testament. He was the one who was most accurately prophesied about the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. But Hezekiah, he had a deeper need, and he went straight to God. Hallelujah. So there are times in our lives when we have to go straight to God, not as a last resort, but as the first recourse. There are times in our lives when we have to go straight to God, not as a last resort, but as the first recourse. Amen. I need to go straight to God. Turn to God and begin to cry out to God. And the Bible says that God heard his prayer before the prophet could leave the house. Good. Before the prophet could get out into the middle of the court, God said, turn around, Isaiah, and go back and tell the man of God that I'm giving him 15 more years. Tell the man of God that I'm going to heal him. There was a suddenly, my God, that took place in the life of Hezekiah because of the faithfulness of his prayers, my God, because of the fervency of his prayers. Listen, Hezekiah had to believe that God was going to hear him. He had to believe that God was going to heal him. He had to believe that God was able to heal him, my God. And it was that faith that Hezekiah turned to the wall with that made God change his mind. God had said, put your house in order. Hezekiah was the king, my God. Hezekiah had brought revival to the people of God. Hezekiah had reinstated the worship in the temple. He had torn down the idols, my God, that had been set up by all the evil kings that preceded him. He was moving on the move for God. And sometimes when we're on the move for God, that's when the enemy will come and try to hit our lives the hardest. But we have to be like Hezekiah, and we have to not only be faithful in serving God, but we have to be faithful in going to God and crying out to God and saying, Lord, you know, hallelujah, you know that this is not the way I want it to end. I'm not ready to go, God, hallelujah. I'm not ready for it to end this way. I want to continue to serve you, hallelujah. And God changed his mind, and that situation turned around. But Hezekiah had some weak moments, Pastor, because the Isaiah took that lump of figs and they put it on the boil, and it says that Hezekiah recovered. Hezekiah recovered, and then Hezekiah had the nerve to turn around and say to Isaiah, what shall be the sign that I will recover? God had already shrank up the boil right in front of his very eyes like that instantaneously, and God is saying, watch for the clues. Watch for the signs that I'm putting in front of you already. Go by what you've already seen me do.
Wow.
Look at my track record. Look at what I'm doing in your life right now.
Already.
Look at how I'm changing the situation around right now. Look at what's happening in the immediacy of that circumstance. My God. In other words, God says, I'm already at work. He said, you want a sign, but I'm already at work in the middle of that situation. I want you to know Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things work together for the good of those who love God and the called according to his purpose. God has a purpose on your life. It's not going to end in sickness. This situation is not going to end in death. It's not going to end in a bad way. God is already working that thing out for your good. He's already in the will, in the middle of the will. He's already working the situation out. All you have to do is believe. And God is so faithful that he went ahead and gave Hezekiah a sign. And God is saying that there are signs all around you, signs and wonders all around you. Tap into the supernatural realm. Get out of the natural realm. Turn your back to the wall and keep your focus on the Lord. Keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. He's the author, like I said at the beginning of this prayer call. He's the author and the finisher of your faith, and God is faithful to complete the work that he has begun in your life. It's not over. It's not over until God says it's over. And even sometimes, as we see with Hezekiah, when God says it's over, it's still not over. Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is still in control. Hallelujah. And he has the ability and the power he's sovereign. He can do whatever he wants to do. God can do. So it's not over. Don't quit. You don't quit until it's over, my God, and it's not over until it's over. Amen. So God bless you. I want to encourage you. Keep your faith to the wall. Keep your face to the wall. Keep your focus on the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. God's doing it. He's already doing it. It's already done. It's a done deal. We're just waiting for the manifestation. Don't be distracted. Hallelujah. And don't let your faith waver, because you will reap a harvest if you faint not. God bless you. Amen. I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Anthony. Amen. Hallelujah. As we begin our hour, amen, of power through prayer. Amen.
Hallelujah, Pastor. Such a powerful
Amen. To God be the glory. Such a powerful few verses of scripture. You said Hezekiah did not look at the sickness, but he went immediately to the solution.
My God. Jesus. Jesus.
And we are reminded tonight, that's why we pray every Tuesday night, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver us out of them all. If you have sickness in your body, as Pastor said, look to Jesus. If you're in financial trouble, look to Jesus.
Yes, yes.
If you have situations with your children or your relationships, look to Jesus,
yes,
the author and finisher of our faith. So as we pray tonight, we believe in God through faith. Hezekiah prayed.
He prayed.
Oh, my God.
He prayed.
Prayer is powerful and effective. And we're going to pray for one another. The Bible says, pray for one another that we might be healed.
Yes.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus that it's not over until you say it's over.
Yes.
It's not final until you say it's final.
Yes.
It's not finished until you say it is finished. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Even when it looks like there's no way out, even when it looks hopeless, even when it looks, Lord, like there is no answer, we know that we serve a God that we are praying to right now in this moment that can do the impossible.
Yes.
Somebody is in need of a miracle. Somebody needs an impossible situation, Lord, to work out for their good. Somebody is standing in the need of prayer.
Yes.
And right now, you said with two or more gathered in your name that you would be in the midst. As we touch and agree tonight, move, Lord, not by power, not by might, but by your spirit, in the name of Jesus. We are praying in the name of the only begotten Son of God, that name which has been given above every name. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
So we pray in that name that has power, that name that has authority, and in the name of Jesus, with the shed blood on Calvary, we plead the blood over every life tonight.
Yes,
we plead the blood of Jesus over every situation.
Yes,
we plead the blood of Jesus over every problem, every trouble,
yes,
Lord. Oh, have mercy right now on your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are a merciful God. You are a giving God. You are a gracious God. And right now, Lord, we are asking as humbly as we can, Lord,
yes,
to move on behalf of your people tonight.
Yes.
Lord, you know what we stand in the need of. So, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, as we bind up the hand of the enemy that's trying to put your people in bondage,
yes,
we bind up the hand of the Antichrist,
yes,
that's trying to keep your people, Lord, in the name of Jesus, away from the promises of God, which are yea and amen. We bind up every enemy, every adversary. We bind up, Lord, that spirit of unbelief in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, right now, loose your power over your people. Loose prosperity over your people. Loose abundance over your people. In the name of Jesus, loose the healing balm of Gilead over your people. In the name of Jesus, sickness and disease can't stand up to the power of God. Poverty cannot stand up to the power of God. Hallelujah. Every curse in the ocean. I feel God right now. Every curse is broken in the name of Jesus. Every generational curse that has tried to come down to our generation, we bind that spirit up right now and we curse it with the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you that every curse is broken in the name of Jesus. We thank you for deliverance right now. We thank you for healing right now. We thank you for newness right now. According to your word, you said, behold, I do a new thing. So, Lord, even as you have brought us into the month of February, we thank you for a great year. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for a powerful month. Oh, Lord, have mercy on your people right now. Minister to every need. Bless every family. Minister to every relationship, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We put every marriage, Lord, under the blood of Jesus. Every family, Father, we cover right now. And we say, Lord, move, move, move. As you moved in the life of Hezekiah, as you moved in the life of so many, Lord, who have a testimony of your goodness. Oh, I know I have a witness on the phone line right now that somebody know of the goodness of Jesus. We always have a reason to praise him. Hezekiah got 15 more years, and some of us on this prayer line, we had that, those life and death moments, and we are still here to test. Oh, glory be to God. I'm talking to myself right now. We have had those moments in our lives where it could have ended. But through the mercy of God, through the grace of God, through the kindness of God, we are yet here in the land of the living, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you right now for the mercies of God. I thank you right now that you are a powerful God. I thank you right now for the angels that you continue to send on our behalf. The angels of the Lord that you continue to watch over us, those guardian angels, that angelic host that you have assigned over our individual lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Because what the enemy meant for evil, God, you said you turn it around and make it for our good. So right now we stand on your word tonight. Heaven and earth will pass away. But you said your word will remain here forever. So we thank God that you're watching over your word to perform it. We thank God that your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish that which you sent it to do. We thank God for your word tonight. You sent your word and healed them and saved them from their destruction. In the name of Jesus, so I thank you, glory be to God, for the weapons of our warfare, but they are not carnal, but they are mighty. I feel the power of God. Our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. In the name of Jesus, the word of the prophet came to Isaiah, Hezekiah, and he said, you will not recover from this sickness. But Hezekiah used his weapon. It was not carnal, but he used a weapon. It was not natural. He used a weapon. It was supernatural. He used a weapon. It was spiritual. And he used a weapon that we are using right now, the weapon of prayer. Hezekiah prayed. Hezekiah got a miracle. Hezekiah got a breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
Hezekiah got a second chance.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
So as we open up the phone line, as we continue to pray, as you share your testimony and your praise reports of the goodness of Jesus, we thank God for a second chance.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank God for those breakthrough moments that we have received from the hand of God. We thank God that sickness or disease has not taken us out.
Yes, God.
So as we open up the phone lines, we thank God for his mercy and his grace. Pastor, as we open up the phone lines tonight, as I was praying, I was reminded when I lost control of my vehicle at work. And I'll never forget, I hit a patch of black ice, and the truck just lost total control, started doing 360s. And all I could say was the name of Jesus. There were poles all around me. There were things that I could have crashed into. But as I said the name of Jesus, all of a sudden the truck went into a soft bank of snow.
My God.
And that's why we believe in prayer.
Yes, yes.
And that's why we believe in the name of Jesus. And that's why we pray for one another, because there's power in prayer.
Amen.
Press 1 on your phone device. Press 1, and we will put you on the air. We will get to every caller tonight, and we thank God for you. We thank God for your faithfulness of calling in. We thank God that you take prayer seriously. We thank God that you have seen God move in your life through prayer.
Yes.
So although we are the ones talking, although we are the ones who have an audible voice, we know that we are on this prayer line interceding for one another and those in which we love. So we're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to get to every caller tonight. Area code, we'll start right here. Area code 908. We thank God for you tonight. 908.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Jarinette.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Jarinette. God bless you.
I'm calling in tonight for prayer. Tomorrow is a call that I'm going to receive from unemployment to determine if I'm eligible. But I know God is going to work it out. And also the devil has been so busy this week. I had a recruiter tell me yesterday that I need to figure out other means of transportation because I don't have a car. And I said, the devil is a liar.
Mm-hmm.
And she just began to just decline me for everything and tell me that I'm not qualified. And I said, these recruiters are just, like, brutal now. They're not like they were years ago. They have
yes.
a heart.
Yes.
So that brought my spirit down a little bit when she kept telling me those things, and other recruiters, I just kept getting declined and rejected.
Amen. Amen. We are definitely going to lift that up before the Lord.
Yes.
It is a world in which God has allowed us to live in, and we are co-inhabitants with those who are not serving God, those who don't have the love of Jesus. But we know, glory be to God, He is a way maker.
Yes.
And nothing or no one can stop you from getting what God has already ordained for you to have.
Yes.
There's a job out there. There's a career that God has secured for you. So be encouraged, and we're gonna pray for that pending unemployment situation, and we're gonna pray even though this recruiter tried to discourage you, we are going to pray even for God to have influence with those that you have to deal with to get what you need from God. So let us lift that up before the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our daughter, Sister Jarinette, Lord. We thank you for this powerful woman of God in the name of Jesus. So Lord, even as we at the outset said, Hezekiah did not look at that sickness, but he looked to you. Now, right now, she's looking to the hills, which cometh her help. Her help comes from the Lord. We know that you can give her a job. We know that you can give her the transportation that she needs. We know that you can move the heart of the unemployment, Father God, division to give her favor, Lord, in the name of Jesus, with immediate income. So right now, we pray for her to have divine favor on this situation concerning unemployment, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Give her grace right now, in the name of Jesus. Allow her to have the income and the monies that she needs to sustain her livelihood, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, she is qualified to do so many things, but the enemy is at work. And right now, we bind up, Lord, every roadblock. We bind up, Lord, every hindrance. We bind up, Lord, every stumbling block. In the name of Jesus, and we rebuke, Lord, the hand of the enemy that's trying to come against this woman of God. So we know that we stand in agreement with her, Lord, that you would give her favor with the unemployment, a favor with recruiters, give her favor in the marketplace, in the name of Jesus. Lord, move, God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Have for Sister Jarinette and open doors for her that no man can shut in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I know that you are with her.
Yes, Lord.
And if God be for you,
yes,
who can be against you?
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord, we give her to you tonight.
Yes, God.
We leave her at your mercy tonight.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we remind her that your grace is sufficient for her.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, I thank you. Goodness and mercy is following
yes,
her all the days of her life.
Thank you,
so we thank you for the praise report.
Yes, God.
We thank you for the open door.
Yes.
We thank you for the open heaven that she lives under. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right. You keep praising him. You keep praising him. You keep praising him. You keep praying. And you watch what God do with that spirit. God loves you. God wants the best for you. And God's going to give you his best.
Amen.
So we thank God for you tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just praise you. We bind up every hindering spirit in the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit, Father God, of oppression. Father God, that spirit, hallelujah, of assassination against the spirit of the woman of God. I lose her. We lose her destiny, oh God. We declare and decree that no weapon formed against her can prosper. What you have for her is for her, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church that's on the inside of her, oh God, that you already have purpose over her life, oh God, that you already, Father God, have spoken your word over her life, and you are watching your word to perform it, oh God. So right now, Father God, in the spiritual realm, we lift every heavy spirit, we annihilate and cast down and cast off every heavy spirit, every hindering spirit, every spirit of oppression and sadness, and Father God, out in dismay in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And we silence every wagging tongue.
Thank
we come against every
Hallelujah.
Demon on assignment against her
Glory
assignment. And we
Hallelujah.
Declare and decree that she's walking
Thank
forth in power in the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. And she's walking forth to possess the promises. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. But promises that you have prepared in advance for her to obtain in the land of the living in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we come against every say every word curse, we break it off right now. Every witch, every warlock, every person who's opening their mouth, we silence every wagging tongue right now in the name of Jesus. And we strip the devil of all authority and all power. We close every door, hallelujah, that may have been open, hallelujah, to allow the devil to think that he has any dominion, oh glory, to come in and begin to speak against this woman of God in the name of Jesus. So we declare favor over her life, and she is walking into favor. She's walking into blessings, hallelujah, that have already been prepared for her, God. So, Lord, we just thank you, and we touch and agree with her on tonight, God, with all the fullness of the authority and the power of the blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way even now, God. Goodness and mercy are following her all the days of her life, and she is walking into supernatural blessings, miraculous blessings, breakthrough, my God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. So, Lord, we love you tonight, and we bless your name. We thank you that demons are fleeing. We thank you, Lord, for giving her favor.
Hallelujah.
That she speaks to on tomorrow, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you've already sent the angel before her. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for what you're doing in her life, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, it's a done deal. What God has for you is for you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I said, what God has for you is for you. No demon in hell can stop it. No person that doesn't understand what God is doing in your life can stop it. Hallelujah. I don't care what their title is. I don't care what kind of pedigree or degree or accreditation or whatever they're walking or operating in. Hallelujah. God's title, God's word packs more power than any word that any recruiter or anybody else can speak over your life. And we declare and decree today that God's word is final.
Amen.
in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So we just cast off every negative word that was spoken, and we declare that God's word is final in your life. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass. Huh? And it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. So keep your face to the wall. Keep your eyes stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep believing the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because God's report shall come to pass. His word shall come to pass. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we thank God for you tonight, Sister Jeanette. And we know that God is going to give you favor, amen, as it relates to that situation with unemployment and getting you that vehicle that you need along with the job that God has ordained for you to have.
It's all coming.
So
it's
you
all
be,
coming.
You be encouraged.
It's all coming.
Amen.
It's all coming.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
All coming. Everything God has for you is coming to you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. You just be encouraged and keep moving forward by faith.
Amen.
Amen. We thank God for her tonight.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We thank God for her tonight. You know, the devil is amazing, as she said. The recruiter just was not nice.
Yeah.
You know, just unkind.
Yeah,
and she said that spirit has even changed over the years.
Yeah.
That people think, you know, they have some kind of right or upper hand over the people of God. But as you said, nothing but the devil, how the enemy tried to work through a recruiter to discourage her. But the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
The devil is a liar. And Sister Jeanette did the right thing. Because she did the right thing, because she didn't go in there speaking Christianese. She held her peace and let the Lord fight her battles. And that's what we have to do when we go out into the world, which is the devil's territory. Hallelujah. Although the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, when we go out there into the world and they start telling us what we can't be, what we can't do, and what we can't have, we just go ahead and hold our peace. Ain't no use of speaking in tongues. You know, don't go talking a Bible to them. Just nod. You know, don't nod. Just look at them. Have a pleasant expression on your face. Stay professional. But in your mind, in your heart, you go ahead and you be saying in your mind, don't even move your lips, and say, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. God has something for me, and I'm going to walk into everything that God has for me. Amen. So she held her peace, and the Lord is already fighting her battle. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take another call.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We already got the victory. Area code 678. We thank God for you this evening. 678. God bless you.
God bless you. I thank God for you, Pastor Rebecca, and for Pastor Anthony. The devil is a liar. And this is going back to what you were saying earlier, Pastor Anthony. 7 years ago in December, I had some really bad back surgery, and I saw myself like not really making it, and doctors were not sure if I was going to make it. But all that time that the doctors were going back and forth, all I felt was God carrying me, just like he's doing now, because through everything that I've been through, he's been carrying me, he's been guiding me, and he's been there in front of me. So right now I feel such a peace that I feel at peace, and I know that no matter what is going to go wrong or will go wrong, it's not going to happen, because God is not going to let it happen. He has sent so many angels my way. He has sent so many of his angels my way to help me through all this path, that I just feel so much at peace. And if I feel that something is going to weigh heavy on me, I just shake it off, and I know I hand it over to God, and I know I'll tell him, God, you take care of it. And right now, where I'm at right now in my life, I feel that peace, that no matter what, God is going to be there for me. I thank him for my life. I thank him for everyone he has put in my life. I thank him and I love him so much, and I know that he will always protect me and my loved ones. And I just want to ask for prayer for those that are not fortunate to feel that way, because it's such a beautiful feeling. And
yes.
I just want to pray for those people that need to get to that point where they say, just like Sister Jaronette said, well, you know, they put her down. Oh, well, okay, so. But, you know, the devil's a liar. And
yes.
And no matter what, you know, God will provide and God will take you through it. You just got to have faith. And I just want to pray for those people that haven't gotten to that point, because God has taken me through it. And I just love them. And I got another prayer. I'm still waiting on my disability, but I know that that's going to happen. I just have to wait on the Lord, because, you know, he's going to make it happen at his
Amen.
Right time when he wants it. So,
Amen.
And thank you, and everybody have a good night, and God bless everybody on this line.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name on tonight. God, you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because
Hallelujah.
Of who you are. Lord, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, all of those, Father God, hallelujah, who do not have your peace on tonight, God. For whatever reason, Father God, and whatever they're going through on tonight, God. And we pray, Father God, that your peace will come upon each and every person, God. Even those who are on this line, God. We pray, Father God, for peace that surpasses all understanding, God. That it will overtake and overwhelm this prayer line on tonight, God. Lord, you said your peace you give us, your peace you leave with us, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for your peace on tonight. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord, our peace, God. And when we're going trials and when we're going through tribulations, God, you are always there for us. You said in your word that you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us, oh God. And Lord, we are so glad that we can lean on you, Father God, that we can cast our cares on you, Lord, that we can come running to you, that we could call out to you, that we could cry out to you, that we can pray to you, that we can put our face to the wall like Hezekiah, and we can weep to you, oh God, and you will hear our prayer, oh God. You will see our tears, oh God. You will, Father God, touch our hearts, and Father God, and you will deliver us, God. So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for being the right on time, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being the right on time, God. Lord, give your people a peace, oh God, to know that you are God all by yourself, and that you will do all that you have promised to do in your word, God. Father God, let those who, Father God, who are troubled on tonight, God, have peace, oh God, quiet the troubled heart on tonight, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give confidence to the heart that is worried, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Increase the faith of some, Father God, who are wavering in their faith on tonight, God. Hallelujah, Father
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. Heal the hurting heart on tonight, God. Father God, so many are troubled on every side. God. And Father God, we just ask, Father God, for you, Father God, just to send your peace in the middle of every situation, in the middle of every storm, oh God. Lord, you, Father God, have given us that peace that surpasses all understanding. And Lord, sometimes we take it for granted that other people have that same peace. But God, we realize that everybody has not yet gotten to that point, into the place of rest, God. Lord, help us to rest. You help us all to continue to rest in you, God. Hallelujah. We all shift in and out of our God, but help us to get in your rest and help us to stay in your rest, God. Lord, we're looking into the hills from which cometh our help, knowing that our help truly does come from you, oh God. So I speak peace over every life, and I speak, Father God, peace over the life of Whitney Houston's daughter, Bobby Christiana, oh God. Father God, even as she went through what she went through on this week, even now, Father God, we send, Father God, prayers of healing to that hospital room. We send prayers of peace to that hospital room. We send prayers of deliverance and salvation, Father God, to that hospital room, oh God. Father God, let your angels continue to minister to your young woman, God. Father God, let her not be brain dead, oh God. We speak life, oh God, over her on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we speak peace to her grandmother, Sissy Houston. We speak peace, Father God, to her husband and her father, oh God. We speak peace to the family members, Father God. Peace to the church members, oh God. We speak peace to this nation, oh God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And we speak peace over this prayer line, Father God. Every person, Father God, pray for Sister Tina, God. Oh, God, peace in her life, oh, God. Peace in every situation, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for Sister Maria, oh, God, who reminded us to pray for others who, Father God, who are struggling, and for others, Father God, who are suffering on tonight, God. And, Father God, bless this woman of God. Father God, bless her in her situation. Thank you for the peace that you have given her, God. Thank you, Father God, for the peace that you have given her, God. Thank you for taking care of her, and thank you for providing for her. But thank you, Lord, for protecting her. And thank you for carrying her, oh God. And thank you, Lord, for being there with her, oh God. And stepping away over the past 7 years, God. She's been through so much, God. And at the end, she can stand to say, I still have peace. So, Lord, we pray for her, even with the situation of her disability, God. In the name of Jesus, that the money are coming in, God. We thank you, Lord, for, Father God, the release of those funds, oh God, in your timing. As she said, Father God, she's willing, Father God, to wait on you because she knows, God, that you will do this thing, that you have already said it. Lord, we pray for the manifestation, oh God. We pray for the manifestation of the supernatural release of the funds, the monies, oh God, that are coming from her claim, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, in advance, oh God. And we praise you in advance, oh God. So continue to bless Maria. Continue to bless her household. Continue to bless her son. Continue to bless her, Father God, her comings and her goings. Continue to build her up, Father God, and edify her in the spiritual realm. So, Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, and we give you the glory, we give you the honor, because you alone are worthy. And it's in the precious, matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray for your peace that surpasses all understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank
you
tonight for you, Sister Maria. Amen.
Thank you.
We're looking
thank
forward
you.
To
praying. Amen. Thank you for that prayer.
Amen. Back situation 15 years ago, and sometimes we go through those seasons in our lives, how God brought you out, and now you have a peace that you've never known before. So we thank God for his peace.
Thanks, God.
And,
yes.
And I know more people are going to get that peace because we pray tonight.
Yes,
Lord.
Even
more
you.
People to know Jesus in the way that you know him.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. God bless you both.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. We
thank God for her. What a powerful testimony that when she was going through one of her lowest moments, God was there with her, and that's the faithfulness of the God that we serve. Hallelujah. We're going to take another caller, area code 813. You're on the air. We thank God for you tonight.
Thank you, and I thank God for you, Pastors Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. I have a praise report.
All right.
Yes. The prayer line is back on, and I am so excited. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I missed the prayer line last week. I was missing it so much. But I have another praise report. Claudia passed away. That's the neighbor that was across the street from my mother that I helped her husband a little bit with her, and she was a wonderful Christian. She was really dedicated, and I found so much about her at her memorial. So she was transitioned, and now she's with the Lord. Praise the Lord. And as a result of that, I started going to her church, which is not too far from my house. I didn't realize that, you know, where she was going. And I've been there two Sundays, so that's my praise report.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
But I'm still not going to forget the prayer line. I'm not going to forget the prayer line, never. And then, you know, I have the, as I texted you earlier, Debbie had another surgery tonight, and she's out of surgery, and she's so far so good. So we'll see what happens. Just keep, you know, for us to keep her in prayer. She's, you know, they're a very Catholic family. I mean, they love the Lord, you know, and her whole family. She's got they're four two boys and two girls, and the parents. So I just need uplifting for that family at this time. And of course, you know, there's always Satan's always trying to attack, like Sister Maria says, in every situation. But, you know, staying focused on Jesus, I'm learning more each day that I just say, stand behind me, Satan, and I just keep going. So thank you for everything, and I just want you to know I love you guys.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Yes, we thank God for you, Sister Marion. Yes, we were not here last week, but we are back in full force again tonight. We are back in position tonight, and we thank God that that is a praise report that we are here on this prayer line every Tuesday night faithfully at 7:30 hour. But let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight for Sister Marion, Lord. We thank you, Lord, what you are doing in her life, Lord. Even as she has been visiting and going to this church for the last two Sundays, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Even as her neighbor, Claudia, transitioned, we thank you for her husband. And even the way, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would keep them. You said, mourn with those who mourn and rejoice with those who rejoice. And right now, Lord, comfort this family with the same comfort that we've been comforted with. In the name of Jesus, Lord, minister to this husband and the families and all of those who have been impacted by this transition, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for her neighbors, Lord, and we thank you for her life, Lord. Even this new church family that you have, Father God, aligned her with, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that is a praise report, Father, and we thank you, hallelujah, that she would have the opportunity to hear your word. Faith coming by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for the new thing that you are doing in Sister Miriam's life, Lord. We pray for Sister Debbie right now, Lord. Move in that situation, Father. Keep the family, Lord, in peace. Lord, touch every person, Father God, impacted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They are standing in the need of a miracle. And right now, Lord, move, Father God, in that situation. Give the family comfort. Move on behalf of Sister Debbie, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now, only you can do certain things. So we give her to you, God. We lay her on your throne of grace. And we say, Lord, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of the living God, have mercy on this family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So continue to bless Sister Marion, Lord, as she continue to go to church and grow. Thank you for her love that she has for me and my wife and the New Creation Church family. Thank you for Sister Carmen, who introduced her to the prayer line and is a good friend of hers. We thank you for her family and her children. Bless Sister Marion's family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her life, Lord, and we bless her, and that you would keep her in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for you. Even though you missed us last week, you praising God for the prayer line.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And we are so happy that you're going visiting this church. We are so happy to hear that.
Yes, that's I know that, you know, I always live with the commandment about, you know, keeping the Sabbath holy, and I was not feeling good about that for a long time. So praise the Lord, I can, you know, do what the Lord wants me to do.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we are praising God with you. You know, one week that was your prayer. You just wanted more of God and to just to know Him more and to just, you know, be saturated in His Spirit.
Yes.
And I believe that this
Amen.
Church is an answer to that prayer. You know, that God is still answering prayer in your life. God is, the Lord is yet moving in your life. He, it's not by chance that Sister Carmen has you come to this prayer line. It's not by chance that God begins to stir up His Spirit on the inside of you, because God just, He just wants to draw you closer. He's been drawing you closer to Him, and you haven't seen anything yet. God is just going to take you from faith to faith and glory to glory. Amen. So we're excited about this journey that you're on with the Lord, and we are privileged to be a part of it.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Well,
we are so happy for you.
One last thing. Thank you. I just my sister-in-law, Oria, that was my husband's sister, she passed away this weekend, and we're going to, she was a Catholic by name, really, and we're having her memorial tomorrow. So families are going to be together. You know, there's a lot of contentions throughout the family, so. I just keep us in prayer. Thank you.
Amen. We will keep you in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, even as Sister Miriam have shared that last prayer concern, we thank you, Lord, as they have the memorial service tomorrow. Lord, that this family, this extended family, and all the relatives and all the families that will unite with one another, Lord. Father God, be in the midst of this family.
Thank
you for the Spirit of the living God that can do the impossible. We thank you for this family, Lord, even with all the uncertainty. We know, to God, that you are able. So we give this family to you in a time of mourning, the time of loss, Lord. We give this entire family to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're going to continue to pray for you again. Yes, you have a church that you're visiting, but keep listening to the prayer line. Amen.
Oh, yes, I will. All righty. God bless.
Good night. God bless you.
Good night.
We thank God for her.
Yes.
She said, I have a church that I've been visiting, but I'm not going to forget you guys in this prayer line. So we thank God for her. As we take, I think it's our final two callers tonight, area code 270-270. We thank God for you this evening. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank God for covering y'all up there in New Jersey on last Tuesday and each and every other night that y'all have inclement weather. We missed y'all last week, but we still lifted New Creation and the pastors, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca Simmons, up before the Father in prayer. I just thank God for allowing us to come together again tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank God for the word coming from 2 Kings, turning our face to the wall. I thank God for the power in the name of Jesus and the testimony that I heard from Pastor Anthony about chanting the name Jesus, his circumstance changed. I thank God for what I heard from Sister Jeronette. I thank God because I faced the same problem with a recruiter myself. I can identify, but I know one thing. Just as Jesus fed the 5,000 in the book of Matthew with two fish and five loaves of bread, the disciples gave him those two fish and five loaves of bread. He took those two fish and five loaves of bread, looked up towards heaven to his Father, and thanked him for what he had.
After
he blessed it, he breathed his manifestation on it. Remember one thing, we serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We serve the God of an abundance. Sister Jeronette, just keep on giving whatever you have to God. Because the greater the circumstances, the more genuine the prayers, the more deeper the cares, the more, Jesus, deeper the prayers. The darker the room, the greater the need is for light. Because we are calling on our Father of light. And as I listen to Pastor Rebecca Simmons speaking about faith, it made me think about Abraham And we know therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with who? God, through who? Our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, so whatever we stand in need of, put it in the hands of the Father like the disciples did, the two fish and the five loaves of bread and the lamb, the briefest manifestation on whatever it is you need in your life. Because we serve a God of a turnaround. We serve a God of a circumstance. We serve a God of a situation that will be changed when we put it in his hands. And we thank you, Father, for being a right now God. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to come together to lift up our cares before you, because we know confession is what you act on. And each and every individual that comes to this prayer line believes and know whatever you ask, you will receive in the name of Jesus, because he has all power. We receive because we ask. We have not when we ask not. We find because we see. The door is open because we knock and believe that God is a God of Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. And he's a God of an abundance. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's our supplier. He will give us our resources. He is the God of whom we call on. Remember, the devil is already defeated. We got the victory in the name of Jesus. We are conquerors of all things in Christ Jesus. Don't look at the circumstance. Continue to look from the spiritual eye. Can you see it in the spiritual realm that God gives it to you? Believe it, speak it, and praise him for it, because it is yours. Regardless of what the natural holds, because our Father blessed from the supernatural. He blessed from the supernatural realms of heaven. He pours out our blessing from the supernatural into the natural. Regardless of what people are saying, remember who you're praying to. Allow your faith to measure up to the God that you pray to. Don't put him in a box. He has supernatural power. He's a God of an abundance. He's a God that covers us with his precious and powerful bloodshed. Healing power in the blood. Deliverance power in the blood. Power in the blood. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my heart cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He's worthy to receive the highest praise of hallelujah, because whatever the enemy has did for evil, he's already made good, because good of all things works out for the ones that love the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord will renew their strength. And they will soar on wings like eagles. They'll walk and not be weary.
Jesus.
They will run and not be weary and walk and not faint. Because we'll be blessed going in and blessed going out. We'll be blessed in the city and we'll be blessed in the field. Believe that you serve a God of an abundance, knowing that you're connected to the source of power that you need. Whatever the enemy is doing, continue to cast it down in the name of Jesus. Do as the pastor that spoke tonight, the powerful giver of the Holy Ghost spoke, speak the word like Jesus did in Matthew, the fourth chapter, when the Holy Spirit led him to be tempted by Satan. The Holy Spirit led him after 40 days and 40 nights of praying and fasting. And the Holy Spirit revealed to the enemy that he was hungry. He had meat. But what did Jesus say when he asked him to turn those stones into bread if he was the Son of the true and living God? He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Be blessed. And thank God for New Creation Christian Ministries. And continue to pray my strength in the Lord. And I can continue to pray for each and every one of you. Rejoice in the name of Jesus. Whatever you stand in need of, Jesus Christ has already supplied it. Just receive it and rejoice. Believe in his manifestation in your life. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name, Lord. We worship you. We magnify your name on tonight. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for Brother Jamal, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing in his life, oh God. We bind up the hands of Satan, oh God, and every adversary, hallelujah, that will try to come against him. We declare and decree, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against him can prosper. Lord, right now, Father God, I pray, Father God, his strength in the Lord, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will, Father God, touch every weakness. weary place, Father God. Minister, Father God, to every weary place, oh God. Hallelujah. Every place, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That, Father God, hallelujah, needs to be strengthened. Every area in his life, Father God, even the areas that have been under attack, Father God. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That no weapon formed against him can prosper, Lord. I thank you, Lord. We thank you that he is the head and not the tail, that he is above and never beneath, that he is the lender and not the borrower. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for divine provision, oh God. And we speak, Father God, provision over his life right now in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that every need is met, oh God, according to your glorious riches by Christ Jesus and in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Right now, God, we, Father God, silence every wagging tongue, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for the persecution. And we thank you, Lord, for the enemies and the haters, oh God. Hallelujah. Because, Father God, we know, Father God, that even they are working for your good, oh God. Father God, Father God, we see, Father God, healing and restoration over this brother's life, oh God. In the name of Jesus, even as he is out there on the battlefield, Father God, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for keeping him, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for protecting him, God. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening him, God. Even as he ministered to, Father God, over this prayer line, Father God, even as he ministered encouragement, Father God, to others, oh God, we speak that same encouragement back to him, oh God. Encourage his heart, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Order his steps, oh God. Hallelujah. Direct his path, oh God. Open doors that no man can close, oh God. You said that you open doors that no man can close, oh God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the open doors, Father God. We bind up every wagging tongue. We silence every naysayer, Father God. Every negative word that has been spoken over his life, we cancel it out right now in the name of Jesus. And we declare victory over his life. We declare provision and prosperity over his life. We declare fulfillment a purpose over his life. We declare, hallelujah, peace over his life. We declare healing and restoration over his life. We declare right now, hallelujah, that everything that you have spoken concerning him and pertaining to him shall come to pass, and no enemy can stop it. Hallelujah, that the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church that's on the inside of him, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Like Jeremiah, oh God, you knew him in his mother's womb, oh God. Even before he got to his mother's womb, oh God, you knew him and you called him to be a prophet to the nations, to cry loud and spare not, to speak hope and healing, oh God. Hallelujah. Into the lives of your chosen people, oh God. So, Lord, right now, Father God, we seal your purpose over his life in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue, Father God, to walk with him. Give him peace that surpasses all understanding, Father God. Continue to give him the ability to forgive those who hurt him, oh God. Continue, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, to be with him in the midnight hour, oh God. Continue to be his Jehovah Jireh, oh God. Continue to be El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, oh God. Continue, Father God, to be, Father God, Jehovah Rapha, his healer, oh God. Be Jehovah Nishi, the Lord, his banner, oh God. Hallelujah, Father God, show yourself mighty in his life. I stir up his spirit right now, God, for every weary place, even as he's gone forth, Father God, to begin to, Father God, to pour out to others. We pour back in, Father God, healing waters. We pour back in, Father God. Father God, sweet waters, oh God, into his life, oh God. Right now, we touch, oh glory, hallelujah, and lay hands on in the spirit realm, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh glory, touch, God, touch, touch, oh glory, hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord, for a fresh touch from you, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh glory. Oh glory. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For times of refreshing, oh God, that he's drinking deeply of you, oh God. Hallelujah. Fresh, sweet waters, oh God, refreshing and restore his soul, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So, Lord, continue to use him mightily for your glory, oh God. Continue to have your way in his life, oh God, hallelujah. We just thank you, Lord, for sending him to this prayer line, God, hallelujah, allowing us, Father God, hallelujah, to even be, Father God, some form of nourishment to his soul, God, as he blesses us, oh God.
We can be a blessing in return, oh God. In the name of Jesus, bless his family, God. Bless his finances, God. Bless him in his coming and his going, oh God. Open doors that no man can close, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let his Father, God, bless his pastors and his church, God. Bless the church family, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you for blessing him in this house of worship, God. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the spirit of Father God, even church hurt, God. Father God, that he may have suffered, Father God, in your church, oh God, as a result from his journey, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for the divine healing that's taking place in his life, God. Hallelujah. He, Father God, hallelujah, with the same spirit that he should encourage, oh God, that he can encourage others, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for Jamal, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you called him for such a time as this. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for healing. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Ghost that's in his belly, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh glory, hallelujah. So we quiet every storm, God, and we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for filling, for such infilling of your power in Jesus' name. Even as he's poured out so mightily, pour back into him, hallelujah, pour back into him, God. Touch him afresh and anew. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Meet every need, God. Send money into his bank account, God. Open his doors, God. Hallelujah, that he needs to be opened, God. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you for this vessel. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just hear God speaking in your life, Brother Jamal, about divine healing, supernatural healing, and restoration. Hallelujah. God says you continue to seek his face, continue to walk with him. He's pleased with you. I just hear God say, I'm well pleased with you, son. Hallelujah. God says he doesn't care what people say, what people think. God says he wants you to know tonight. I hear the Lord just so clearly saying to you that he is well pleased with you. He is well pleased with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And you run on, my brother. Grow not weary in well-doing, because you're about to reap. Get your reaper out. It's about to be due season. Hallelujah. But God has allowed you to go through some trials. He's allowed you to go through some tribulations. The devil has been coming against your anointing. He's coming for your anointing. Hallelujah. But hold fast to your integrity, like Job. Hold fast to your integrity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when you come out of this, the same people that counted you out, the same people that talked about you, that said it wouldn't be, God's going to send you to minister to those same people. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hold fast to your integrity. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So God bless you. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony and I appreciate you and what you bring to this prayer line. And God is saying to you, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank God for Brother Jamal tonight. We got one more caller that we're going to take in the name of Jesus. Let me just, before we take this final call, I'm going to pray for my mother-in-law.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for Mother May Thomas, Lord. We thank you for her life. And we thank you in the name of Jesus that you would continue to minister to every need in her household, Father. We thank you, hallelujah, that you will continue to bless her. The joy of the Lord is her strength. Lord, we thank you for blessings and prosperity and overflow and abundance being her portion in this season in her life. We thank you, hallelujah, that you will continue to minister, Lord, to her mind, her heart, her soul, and her spirit in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Give her peace on a daily basis. We thank you for the praise that's in her mouth, for the goodness of God, and continue to bless her children and her grandchildren. In Jesus' name, Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, this is our final caller tonight. We thank God for Brother Jamal and Sister Janet was encouraged by you. As he said, Pastor, he ran into a recruiter also.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Yes.
If the marketplace isn't tough enough nowadays, sometimes you run into people that the enemy tries to influence. But the devil is a liar,
Yes. And
we get the victory each and every time.
Yes.
What God has for us
Yes. Is
for us.
Yes, Lord.
That job, that career, the finances,
Yes. The
abundance that he already preordained. I preached our New Year's Eve service, prepared blessings.
My God.
And they are prepared blessings for us that no one can undo.
Yes.
So keep moving forward by faith.
Yes.
Area code 973, our final caller tonight, 973. We thank God for you this evening. God bless you.
Hey, hello. God bless you both. This is Sister Tina. I had to call in right now because Pastor Rebecca, you know, I have spoken to you and my niece has spoken to you. She's in a 911 situation right now. So I just need you to just lift her up in prayer. I can't go into details. I was at class today, and I'm in the car about to leave and go home. But I just need you to some things that she shared with you. It escalated to a 911 situation tonight.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. Ebony, right? We praise your name and we worship you, oh God. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for Sister Tina. We thank you for her niece, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we, Father God, thank you, Father God, for your hand upon her life, God, in the name of Jesus. And whatever the situation is right now with young Ebony, Father God, we declare victory in the name of Jesus. Right now, we bind up the hands of Satan. We come against every adversary, every demon on assignment, and we declare right now that no weapon formed against her can prosper. Right now, whatever the situation is, Father God, we speak peace over that situation. We speak calmness. We speak to the storm that is in her life right now. Even as her eye said, it's a 911 situation. We speak to the storm right now, and we say, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Lord, protect that young woman. Protect those children. Children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for protect her mind, her body, her soul. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life. We plead the blood of Jesus over her life. We speak life right now in the name of Jesus. We declare, Father God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that she, Father God, whatever it is, Father God, that she has the victory already. And we bind up the hands of Satan, and we say, Satan, the Lord God be against you. And we send ministering angels right now to the young woman, to Ebony. We send the ministry angels to her right where she is, right where she is right now. We come against any harm, her, or danger. We say, Father God, that you are above all. You are still Jehovah that is above all. You are still Jehovah. You are Jehovah. You are Lord of Lords. You are King of Kings. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You are able to do all things. So right now, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will step supernaturally into that middle of that situation. You are Jehovah Shandu. You are the Lord of the turnaround. You are the Lord of our victory. So, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will step into the middle of that situation and begin to turn it around, God. We need you to turn it around, God. We need you, Father God, to step in expediently. We're sending out a 911. We're sending out a 911 to heaven. We're sending out an emergency call. We're sending out a prayer. We're praying like Hezekiah with a sense of fervency, a sense of urgency, God. And we, Father God, thank you, Father God, in advance. I feel God moving right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you in advance for shifting the situation,
yes,
for shifting the atmosphere, for turning that situation
situation around, God, for deliverance. We thank you, Father God, for binding up demons. We thank you for casting out demons. We thank you for covering Ebony's mind, her body. We thank you for covering her children, God. We thank you, Father God, for covering that household and every person who's involved, Father God. We thank you for covering her husband, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are able to do all things but fail. And Lord, we thank you that this prayer line is here right now, Father God, even as this is a right now prayer, God. We believe, Father God, that you are moving right now. You are right now, God. You're not just a right on time, God, but you are a right now, God. And you said in your word that now faith is the substance. So, God, we're sending forth now faith. And we're touching and agreeing with Tina that it is done, Father God, that you have moved, oh God, that the situation is abated, oh God, that Father, we speak life, that life is coming into the middle of that situation. So we thank you, we praise you, we bless you, we thank you, Father God. We give that situation to you right now, Father God, without going into a whole lot of details, God. We know what it is, and we give it to you right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Give peace to the family. Give peace. Peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. I need everybody in this prayer line just to declare, peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still. Peace be still over that situation with this young woman and her husband and her children. Peace be still right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And it is so. And it is so. Amen. So we're standing in faith, believing that God is moving in the middle of that situation, believing that God has already moved. We believe God has already moved. Amen. Hallelujah. It looks like we lost. Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes, we believe, Sister Tina, that God has already moved, and it is done. The end. And whatever the devil had planned, we canceled that out. We just canceled it out in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Amen. I touch and agree with that. And I did send you a message as well. So, amen. And thank you.
And we will continue to pray. And we will all of us on the prayer line will continue to pray. Amen. And Father, I just speak, Father God, peace over Sister Tina. I thank you for her life, God. She carries so much, Father God, in her family. I thank you for blessing her. Thank you for giving her a peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank you for your hand upon her life, God. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for what you're doing in her life, Father God. Comfort her, Father God. Give her strength, Father God. Give her the comfort, Father God, to deal with this situation, Father God. God, in every situation that she's dealing with right now, Father God, even as she may be feeling a bit overwhelmed right now, Father God, we bind up the adversary even off of her life, Father God, off of her purpose, off of her destiny, and we speak hope and healing over her life. You said in your word, you know, the plans you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. So, Lord, I just speak over Sister Tina's life and over the life of her whole family, oh God, that you will be with this family, God. Hallelujah. Strengthen them. Show yourself mighty in their midst. Show yourself mighty, God. Show yourself mighty in their midst. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Sister Tina, I look forward to hearing from you. I did not get that message from you yet, so I look forward to hearing from you. Texted to me, amen. And I know God is moving, amen, amen, amen. God is moving, and that is just like the devil. It's amazing that what you're doing and how the devil tried to counter through your own family. So we bind up the hands of Satan right now, even trying to touch your family through the mission that God has you on. And we plead the blood of Jesus over Ebony and over the family and over your life and over everybody that's connected to you in the name of Jesus. And we declare that no weapon that's formed against you and the purpose that God has on your life can prosper. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And it shall amen. Come to pass. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. And Father God, even now, as I'm on Facebook, I lift up Pastor Alicia Cooper, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her life. God bless you, Sister Tina. Love you. Amen.
Love you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We lift up Pastor Alicia Cooper right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you are the Lord of breakthrough. And even if she's praying for a breakthrough, Father God, you know what the need is, oh Father God. So we ask, Father God, that you will step in to the middle of her situation, Father God, and give her the miracle that she's looking for, Father God. You know what it is. So we thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. We thank you for being the Lord our provider. We thank you for being the Lord of the breakthrough. So just like you provided a ram in the bush for Abraham, we thank you for the ram in the bush for Pastor Alicia Cooper. Heal her mother, heal her family, heal her finances. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's our final call for tonight. Amen. We thank God for each and every caller. Thank God for every member of the New Creation Church family. We continue to pray for you. We love each and every one of the persons on this prayer line. Mother, we see you. We love you.
Love you, Mom.
Amen. Continue to pray for Kevin and Vanita in the baby.
Yes.
Even as they are expecting
yes.
this month. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we cover Kevin Carlo
yes,
and Vanita
Lord.
And the little baby, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah,
thank you,
that you would keep them well and healthy
yes,
even
God.
As the day approaches, Lord. And we thank you in the name of Jesus
yes,
that
Lord.
You would be with them in this time, Lord, where we celebrate and we rejoice with them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So as we go off the prayer line tonight, we want to invite you to come out tomorrow night to our midweek service. Amen. It starts at 7:30 p.m. at New Creation Christian Ministries. We're located at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. Every time that we come together, it's a powerful time in the Lord. So come on tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. And then on Thursday, we will be at the same location in the fellowship hall for our addiction restoration recovery program, The Most Excellent Way, where we are, where God is demolishing strongholds and addiction in the lives of people. Amen. So we want you to come out. If you know somebody who's struggling in that area, let them know where we are and what we're doing over at 1482 Maple Avenue. And finally, this is my personal invitation to you to come out and be a part of our worship services on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Amen. 12:30 p.m. Not only do we invite you to come, but we ask that you bring an unsaved family member or neighbor or friend or somebody that's hurting, somebody that you know that needs hope and restoration. Bring them out on Sunday to New Creation Christian Ministries so that they can receive what God has for them. It's not God's will that anyone should perish. Amen. So we ask that you be go forth and evangelize and tell somebody, even if you are in Atlanta or Florida or Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and you know somebody in this area, tell them about New Creation Christian Ministries. This, we are the people of God. Amen. We love Jesus. You know us. And you can give them a recommendation, introduce them to the church, and tell them to come over and be ministered to. Amen. Our ministry is the same in church as it is on the line. We love the people of God. We love God's people, saved and unsaved. Amen. So send them over. Bring somebody to church on Sunday. Invite somebody to come to church. Keep inviting people. I don't care if they turned you down before. God does not want that person to perish, and you never know when you're going to get a yes.
Yes.
So our service is at 12:30 p.m., 1482 Maple Avenue, and the power of the Lord is in that house in Hillside, New Jersey. All are welcome. Come as you are. You won't leave the same. Amen. You know, be mindful that you're coming into the house of the Lord. You know, cover up. But come, amen, and you won't leave the same, amen, hallelujah. So God bless you, amen, we love you. Go in peace and serve our God. I'm going to play, we're going to play a song as we go out, amen, hallelujah.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Remember this.
Your storm is
your future.